free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
Screw your freedom.
Every statist knows that government has their best interest in mind. After all, they seem to have no problem with the theft of their labor being used to finance the destruction of their own nation. It never fails, the non-thinking droves of ill-informed, TV-educated idiots with the attention span of a brain-dead goldfish march to the beat of their own enslavement, believing themselves to be free without even having a shred of understanding of what freedom actually is. They seem to think that governments grant freedom or somehow have the legal and moral right to rule over them. The statists are historically ignorant, low IQ morons that have no problem being told what their opinion is by lying criminals and their prostitute minions in the mainstream media. They are blatantly lied to over and over again, and yet still go to the same sources to get their daily dose of bullshit and continue to believe the lies. That's the very definition of stupid. These same clowns will spout their nonsense like it's their own opinion, but these foolish simpletons probably never had an original thought in their entire lives. You know the types I'm talking about. We're surrounded by them. They are within our circle of friends, our families, and out in public wherever you go. The light has gone out in so many of them. Whenever a government claims to be doing something in the name of public safety, that should sound the alarm in anyone who isn't completely dead from the neck up. But, as the last 3 fucking years have demonstrated, the vast majority are just that, dead. They are spiritually, psychologically, and mentally devoid, and it shows. These are the people who rushed out to get an experimental injection because they were afraid to catch a fucking cold. Of course, not a damn one of them has the skills, the intelligence, or the self-respect to do their own research and make determinations based on their own gathering of data. No, the experts and the fact-checkers will tell them everything they need to know and to do. They're like obedient children with no spine and no balls. They are cowards and fools. And these dullards will never admit they were wrong. It seems to slip their minds that you tried to warn them, and if you don't have a degree, then what the hell do you know? The guy on TV must be smarter because he has a piece of paper and letters after his name. Yup, people actually believe this crap. People believe that possessing degrees equals intelligence, like it's something that can be purchased. Nope, I'm afraid it doesn't work that way. And some of those motherfuckers are the most arrogant, ill-informed people you'll ever meet. These statists truly are a pathetic bunch that wouldn't recognize tyranny if it came up and bit them on the ass or if it tried to turn their children trans in the public schools. There is an invasion occurring across America and Western Europe which is financed by the theft of their own labor. The people are being extorted through taxation which is funding the very war against them. In El Paso, Texas, tens of thousands of migrants are waiting to flood the border as Title 42 is lifted. These are people with no care for American values who have no intention of assimilating into our culture. They're going to destroy it. Close to 10 million invaders have come into the country in just the last 2 years, and it looks like there is no ending in sight. They are being incentivized with your money and given everything for free while Americans are made to suffer and pay for it all. Yes, government knows best.
Screw your freedom.
The lying bitch, Walensky,
you unconned you! What?
Former head of the CDC, who was active throughout the scamdemic, recently sat before the Congress and basically said that the vaccines don't work. Evidently, the science changed or some such nonsense. She also resigned. Another rat abandoned the sinking ship. To tell the mental midget statists that they were lied to, and they will look at you like you have four heads and call you a conspiracy theorist. Governments lie? That's preposterous. They'd probably die before they ever admit they were wrong. Their unhealthy, overinflated egos keep them bound to the illusion.
Stand behind the president,
cries the obedient statist as he does what he's told, like a good little slave. If he had a shred of intelligence or testicular fortitude, he would realize that it is the duty of the free man to question authority. Instead, this minion equates obedience with virtue. The statists stood behind Mao right before he slaughtered 65 million people. They stood behind the Bolsheviks right before they slaughtered 26 million people, and they stood behind Trumpster right before he warp-speeded the biological poison to the public.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind.
But don't worry, he's coming back to save us in 2024. Maybe Fauci will be his running mate. Hell, some of them even stood behind Marxist insurrectionist organizations as they burned down their own communities. Now, it's looking like New York City got its George Floyd moment. They wore their masks obediently, stood 6 feet apart from people, and dutifully received their injections because they were mandated to do so. And how many of them would bother to take 10 minutes to look up the legal definition of mandate? I think we know the answer, and they will suffer greatly for their ignorance, as they always do. These knuckleheads celebrate ignorance, so I suppose they get what they deserve. Remember the assholes that would approach you in public for not complying with the face diaper rules?
You wear your mask, you motherfucker!
How dare you defy and not be an obedient coward like me? You've gotta love the compliant ignoramuses. They are comic relief, so at least they're good for something. It's almost a curse these days to be a free thinker. You get hassled by the morons incessantly. Think nothing of the endless stream of lies poured out by the CDC, the WHO, or the corrupted agencies and politicians and their corporate financiers. They're telling the truth this time, especially concerning the next pandemic.
We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic.
You should do what you're told. Government knows best.
We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic.
What?
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Screw your freedom. Screw your freedom. Screw your freedom.
And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say I'm vaccinated.
Every vote is counted.
What?
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind.
We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic.
I really believe this is why God gave us two arms. One for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.